This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has zero events on his schedule for today. The lawsuits in Florida continue to fly around the Sunshine State. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis stripped Disney of being their own government that led to a recent lawsuit by Disney against DeSantis and the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board. In turn, DeSantis is now countersuing Disney claims that the agreement with Disney reeked of a backroom deal. DeSantis in Titusville, Florida, yesterday.
No corporation is above the law and the people of this state. And to basically corrupt the local government, run it as their own fiefdom.
Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Petronis, on Fox News this morning.
So yesterday, there was a countersuit filed by the local oversight board. Nine different issues were brought to light. Most of them having to deal with what Florida statutes require when it calls to sunshine and public notice. Weren't observed that broke Florida law.
The months-long silence between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is reaching an end after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned the USA would run out of money on June 1st. Yellen's urgent deadline on the debt ceiling gives the White House and Congress as little as a month to avert a catastrophic default. President Biden has now set up an emergency meeting with congressional lawmakers. This is scheduled for next week. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy released an advisory this morning addressing the epidemic of loneliness and isolation affecting the country and laying out framework for a national strategy to advance social connections.
Loneliness has serious effects on our mental health and our physical health, raising our risk for depression, anxiety, and suicide, but also increasing our risk of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and premature death.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Gordon Lightfoot, Canada's legendary folk singer-songwriter, known for If You Could Read My Mind and Sundown, and for songs that told tales of Canadian identity, died yesterday. Natural causes was listed as the cause of death. He was 84 years old. One state is taking a stand on trans athletes competing in sports.
The state of Texas wants to ban transgender athletes from competing on women's collegiate sports teams. State Representative Valerie Swanson introduced the legislation.
Not only do the physical advantages of a biological male create unfair competition, it also can and has put the safety of women at risk.
Swanson says her bill does not ban transgender athletes from participating in sports. They just have to play on the team that correlates to their gender at birth. I'm John Schaefer.
The governor of Texas apologized for a statement about a group of immigrants shot to death execution style on Friday by an illegal immigrant that remains at large.
Governor Greg Abbott says the victims were not all illegal immigrants like he had announced before. He said at least one of them was in the country legally, and in a statement added the governor's office regrets if the mistake detracted from the manhunt for the suspect. Authorities said the five victims were killed by a neighbor after one of the victims asked him to stop firing gunshots so a baby in their home could sleep. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, since President Biden became president, just about all of America has become a border state. This is the reality of, you know, what we're seeing. The president, Mayorkas, others that have been promoting an open border would tell us that, you know, we just shouldn't believe our lying eyes. But the evidence is quite clear. The co-founder and national director of the Remembrance Project, Maria Espinosa, is back with us. Her organization has been honoring and remembering Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. And she has the latest details from her southern border and the impact of President Biden's lifting of Title 42. Maria, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you? Okay, I guess we're on standby, and she will be joining us in just a moment here. Maria and I, when we first talked, I think we've known of each other for, gosh, going on 8+ years. And what I appreciated not only about Maria's focus about citizens here in this country, but it is a more comprehensive and a total approach to what's going on with immigration, having compassion for, you know, young girls who are being, you know, sex trafficked through these open borders, the influx of opioids and fentanyls, how it's killing our young people, and also how the infrastructure of the cartels has tentacles that go deep into this country. You know, again, I keep reminding people, you think of cartels as being just south of the border. They're well organized. I mean, look at, if the communist Chinese can have police stations in this country, it's not hard to imagine that the cartels can have an infrastructure deep into our country to protect their interests, to ensure that their supply chain, you know, continues. That all the fentanyl, all the illegal drugs, the human trafficking, people that are beholden to the cartels, because they have to keep an eye on their assets to make sure that these people that they have brought into the country illegally serve their bidding. Because they are on the cartel payroll, in essence, right? Well, Maria Espinosa is connected with us now. Maria, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, considering the situation our country is in.
Well, it is getting more and more dire. I mean, when you and I talked about it, I was sharing with the audience, I think it's been 8+ years that you and I have known each other and mm-hmm. have had this discussion. And after all the hard work and everything, and God bless you for not giving up, because yeah. others would think, yeah. my goodness, you know, we're just not gaining any ground. And especially it's even that much more challenging when you're dealing with a president and an administration that seems to be so antithetical to common sense immigration.
Oh, Absolutely. I mean, there is no immigration policies that he's supporting. And look at, in another week, he's going to end the Title 42 put forth by President Donald Trump. And that is just going to be a rush on our border right there in Texas. And you know, they don't stay in Texas, Bill. You know that.
Oh, no. Well, that's what I said. It's that all of America has become a border state now under Joe Biden.
Exactly. And, you know, I take a step further. We're a sanctuary country now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, whether you like it or not. And, you know, and the language that the president, we had this conversation with Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks earlier this morning, Maria, and the language that the president uses. I mean, we talk about encounters. You know, I don't care about encounters. I mean, how many people have we stopped from coming in? You know, but because these encounters, it doesn't mean that they were turned away necessarily.
Right.
If anything, they're like the modern version of the border bullfighter that has a cape and just says, "Olé, come on in," right?
Right, and it's been wide open. I think when we spoke even a couple years ago with all the work that we were doing down in Kenney County, you know, and Frank Lopez Jr. was the catalyst in that whole thing. If you go to defendourborders.org, that is now a Kenney County website, and it shows you what we were doing 2 years ago and, you know, pressing Governor Abbott to repel the invasion and telling him that Texas must engage. And here we are today with millions. And, you know, Bill, our intel has told us, and this is a year ago, that they were only apprehending 8 to 10% of the numbers that were coming across. Mm-hmm. And we told you back then the border has been wide open. Anyone who wanted to cross, crossed. And especially Hidalgo County at that international bridge, all they had to tell the Border Patrol is, "We're here to give blood," and they would let them on in. There was the plasma center nearby.
Right. Do you have an idea on the number? I mean, you're talking 10%. We've got 3 million encounters. That's a huge number. Numbers have been, you know, I think under Trump they were, you know, maybe a little over 100,000. They've more than doubled since Biden has come in, averaging somewhere around 200, 250,000 people coming in. But even with those numbers, it's still a bit confusing, Maria. At the end of the day, I mean, and I still have to laugh because people go, "Oh, we've got about, you know, 10, 12,000. Well, they've been using that 10, 12 million number for years. And
exactly.
It's like, no, it's got to be close to 30 million by now, just in the natural order of things, because you've got people having babies here. And once they come to the country illegally, and okay, make sure you show up for your appointment. Yeah, right. Wink, wink. They don't show up. But they have babies. Now these babies are citizens of the United States. And then if for some reason they go to a hearing and they're deported, now you're dividing the family. And so then all of a sudden that becomes a problem and it tugs at our hearts. And we're going, wow, there's just something so, but it was wrong from the get-go. And so the longer you get down the road, it just gets more and more complicated and painful, doesn't it?
Exactly, and that's why we point to our United States Constitution, and our legislators are supposed to be protecting our God-given rights, and there's so much wrong with it. I mean, we won't go into the 14th Amendment, but that was not meant for anchor baby type situation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Mr. Trump and his rally in Waco is the only one who has actually quoted the right number, and we still don't know that the correct number, Bill, and that's the huge problem. Mr. Trump said there are about 15 million that have entered, and that is in addition to the 11 or so million that they've been talking about for a dozen years.
Yes, right, exactly.
And if you can just, you know, audience can just wrap your heads around it, because the border has been wide open. And there was just in that Hidalgo International Bridge I mentioned, there was a line, foot traffic, a 3.5 hours long of anyone who wanted to come in. And that's why Kenney County, Sheriff Brad Coe and Brent Smith and Tully Shahan have been working so hard. And they're the ones who started the declarations of disaster over 2 years ago. But again, Operation Lone Star that Governor Abbott tried to implement and, you know, touted so highly, sure there were resources to some of those counties, but it didn't do anything to stop the invasion. So So, and that's our point. And he has a constitutional duty. It is a mandate. It's not a request or something he can select to do. He's commander-in-chief of Texas.
Exactly. And well, the states have a constitutional foundation and authority to, to reject what the government is doing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Our forefathers knew that if the federal government was unwilling or unable to stop an invasion and protect the states, and the states have concurrent authority mm-hmm. to protect themselves and protect their sovereignty.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up with Maria Espinosa on the other side. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Hey, we're back. back with you. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project continues with us. Maria, you said you had quite the celebration with Ted Nugent here recently. Tell us about this.
Yes, absolutely. Mark Meckler put on a big rally there at the Capitol Steps called How Many More, basically. How many more, you know, Americans must die? How many more illegal aliens are we going to take in? You know, and the deaths, of course, at the hands of illegal aliens is what the Remembrance does, which is we serve as a voice for the victims, but also the fentanyl deaths. You know, Bill, that's a huge problem here, and that the fentanyl is coming right into the southern border through China. And, you know, we cannot allow these legislators or even media to cancel our Texas families.
Yes.
So we want to keep that out there. And I can tell you that there are groups out there that are more concerned, and media, more concerned for the plight of the illegal alien, which is sad. But the humane thing is not to cancel America's children, America's families. And one more thing, this year we will honor and remember the victims killed by illegal aliens for a month long. You know,
wow.
President Trump in 2021 signed that proclamation designating the National Remembrance Day for Americans killed by illegal aliens. We have to keep that out in the forefront.
And last time you had reported that every state of the union has been affected by a death of its citizen at the hands of an illegal immigrant. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, and we don't even touch on the crimes and the, you know, harming, you know, crippling our families.
Right.
We focus on the deaths. And that information on the deaths and the immigration status of the perpetrator is very difficult, even more difficult now than it was last year or 5 years ago.
And you're not even counting opioids or fentanyl. Fentanyl, the numbers anywhere from 80 to 100,000 of young people in America. Some of our strongest young people have died because of communist China's fentanyl coming in, you know, from our southern border, being passed through by this, cartel supply chain.
Exactly. And we had also had a press conference with Mom for America there with my friend Ken Fletcher, and Perla Munoz Hopkins also put that together Saturday morning. And a mother there spoke about the fentanyl and how it killed her son, who thought he was taking a sleeping aid, but they're, you know, laced with fentanyl, and these kids don't know what's in them. So it's very, very dangerous. And maybe we should include them as well, these fentanyl deaths as well, Bill.
Yeah, I believe, you know, hey, it's part and parcel. I mean, but even still, it's just, you know, America has got to wake up, because sometimes what happens, and I'm sure you hear this from some people, Maria, that they don't wake up until it's their child. You know, it's their relative that they know. And then all of a sudden they start, oh, my gosh, I understand where Maria is coming from. I understand what the Remembrance Project is saying. And what we're trying to do is save people, you know, from this grief. And also in doing that, that we're protecting, you know, the freedoms of America. You know, I was just thinking that, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, she tells a story about when she was a little girl and how, you know, her mother asked her what she wanted. And she was, you know, she said it in a cute little, you know, young girl sort of manner. So I want freedom.
Yep.
You know, well, I wonder what you want now. Because, you know, as a little girl, you had a little glimpse and idea that freedom was what you wanted. But now, as a grown woman, Vice President of the United States, do you really understand, according to our Constitution, that freedom comes from God? It is God ordained. And the Constitution was established in such a way to protect the boundaries so that no government and no people could come in and infringe upon these God-given freedoms, right?
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, and that's what we want to point everyone to. And you can see they want to take God out of everything. And, you know, that's why I mentioned that, you know, Frank Lopez Jr., his website you can go to, it's usborderpatrol.com, usborderpatrol.com. And he has an exploratory campaign right now for running for Congress. He knows that Congressional District 23 at the back of his hand, but he is also a chaplain who started the chaplaincy program that is in place today at the U.S. Border Council. He's also a veteran and a 30-year Border Patrol agent, now retired. And this is the person who I credit for being the catalyst to everything that we did with the sheriffs all around Texas, with the media, 2 years ago, and it started the snowballing of the declarations of disaster filed by the counties. I mean, this is a spiritual warfare bill, and
without
Holy
a doubt,
Spirit with Frank.
Yeah, and he's the man. We've had him on.
Yeah.
And you have U.S. Border Patrol. I had USBorderPatriot.com, but it's Patrol.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, USBorderPatriot.com.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that straightened. So check it out, ladies and gentlemen, and especially for those of you there in his district. You want to support him. You want to make sure, because here is a man that brings a dedication, a commitment, and practical experience to the job, not to mention, for me, more importantly, he's God-fearing. As Maria said, this is what we're dealing with. No doubt about it. This is spiritual warfare, and we have got to, we've got to meet it with all the weapons of our warfare to come against this insidious and evil attack on our country. Because, God chose this country. And we got to understand this, that his hand has been upon this country, and that's regardless. I don't care, 1,000% of the people. We never have 1,000% agreement on anything. Don't expect that. But the reality is, God chose this country for his divine purpose, and may his will be done in all areas. And those of us come into alignment to support that. Well, Maria, we got about 3 minutes left. So we know that Title 42 going away. That means Title 8 is going to be in place. So a lot that we saw happen under the Biden-Obama years is going to come back in full force, right?
Yes, and that's really fearful. And I just want to say to everyone to arm yourself. Because there's only so much that our local police force can do. And we are, we're beyond imminent danger, Bill. We're clearly in present danger.
Yes, right.
And you have to call Governor Abbott. There is still time to repel the invasion that's going to come here. His number for Greg Abbott's office is 512-463-2000. And our intel last year told us that there were about, in their words, 60,000 foreign nationals waiting in Mexico to pounce upon the United States.
And what do they bring with them? We don't know. They're not vetted. I mean, and of course, we've had a reintroduction of diseases that we have defeated for decades that are now being reintroduced in the culture. You and I talked about that. I think this is one of our first conversations we had, was talking about what kind of health impact this could have. Not to mention that, even the Border Patrol agencies have admitted that there's been over 100 terrorists that have come into the country that are on the terrorist list, or maybe they stopped 100. So if they stopped 100 and that represents 10%, then we've got roughly, another 900 actual terrorists that have come into the country if we use their numbers?
Exactly. And those are the ones they know about.
Right.
Right. And you look at the vast, area that we're talking about trying to cover as Border Patrol agents, and they're basically helping them, you've seen it, helping them out of the river and helping them into the United States and process them. And they take them to the Greyhound bus station or the NGO, non-governmental organization, that helps them bus them to other places. And, of course, the leftist Democratic states and cities are, up in arms about that. But we don't know who's here, and that's the danger. And you look at those photos, Bill, most all of them are military-age males.
Yes, exactly. They're not families. And it is ironic that whether it's Illinois or New York or even, California, to a minor amount, what they're screaming about when, Governor Abbott or any other governor decides to, DeSantis, hey, well, let's send people to the Hamptons and get a feel. But, oh, my goodness, and they didn't last long there, did they?
No, that is funny, tongue-in-cheek, but I wish that they had pointed everyone back to our U.S. Constitution and point out what the federal government is doing and point out what the powers are of the state.
Well, that is the solution, no doubt, but it's something they want to ignore. Maria Espinosa, thank you.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The lawsuits in Florida continue to fly around the Sunshine State. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis stripped Disney of being their own government that led to a recent lawsuit by Disney against DeSantis and the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board. In turn, DeSantis is now countersuing Disney claims that the agreement with Disney reeked of a backroom deal. DeSantis in Titusville, Florida, yesterday.
No corporation is above the law and the people of this state. And to basically corrupt the local government, run it as their own fiefdom.
Florida's chief financial officer, Jimmy Petronis, on Fox News this morning.
So yesterday, there was a countersuit filed by the local oversight board. Nine different issues were brought to light, most of them having to deal with what Florida statutes require when it calls to sunshine and public notice weren't observed that broke Florida law.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, talking about the devil going down to Boston, huh, James?
Yes, sir, Bill. It's an amazing time, you know. They're showing their true colors. Billed as the largest satanic gathering in history. Reportedly, we're talking close to a million people. There were protesters outside. This is in Boston. A group that sponsored and organized this is called the Satanic Temple. They happen to be based in Salem, Massachusetts. No accident.
Of course.
And the fact is, what's fascinating to me is that the people involved in this event and the mainstream media try to reframe it. They say, well, they're not really devil worshipers. These are people that just honor Satan as a literary figure, as someone to aspire to or something along those lines. As a matter of fact, NBC says before this event took place this last weekend, NBC reports SatanCon, poking at religion and government, opens this weekend in Boston. And they then went on to say that the convention, the satanic, Luciferian, devil-worshipping convention is, quote, mostly lighthearted. You know, this is, yeah. So this, ironically, the people that are involved, of course, are people who hate God, who hate his holy law because of various lifestyles they have gone into bondage in, and most of them are far left-wing radicals that are at this thing. But it's fascinating. They engage in devil worship rituals. This group, the Satanic Temple, is basically they sought recognition from the IRS to get tax-exempt donations as a church. They also sponsored a black mass at Harvard. I mean, and a black mass is actually an inverted liturgical worship. Everything that's normally used in the mass is upside down, topsy turvy, in a mockery of God.
Yes.
And of course, they had their own liturgy. They started their convention tearing pages out of the Bible, and they also had an unbaptism right out of the black mass where people went in and got unbaptized, got a new name, a demonic name to use in the place. It's filled with statues and paintings and images of Satan himself and his demons. And I mean, there's no question. This is an evil, evil convention that praises he who is evil personified. And it made me think about a book I read many, many years ago by a guy named Scott Peck, a psychiatrist. And the book was The Road Less Traveled.
Yes.
Where here's a psychiatrist who wants to find out the meaning of goodness. And he did. He found goodness, and he listed it, and it was very much like what is universally understood to be goodness, honesty, loyalty, friendship, humility, the virtues. And then he said, you know, in order to understand goodness, I'm going to have to look into evil. So he wrote another book called The People of the Lie. And while writing that book, he decided to look into demonic possession, and he went to several exorcisms, and he attended one of them where he experienced spiritual evil personally, and he then said, this isn't just a literary figure. There is a devil, he said. There is spiritual evil, which led him to seek out Christianity. He had always been like a New Ager and an Eastern philosophy type person. And he sought counsel from a nun. He ended up getting baptized non-denominationally. But he said Christianity was the most important thing in his life before he passed away. And to me, it's just another sign, if you will, of this battle of good and evil, and the idea that, yes, there is a spiritual evil, there is a Satan con, and people are coming out of the closet saying we worship the devil, but that will lead people to say, wait a minute, what's the opposite of that? Where's spiritual goodness? Mm-hmm. And spiritual goodness lies right at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, and that's where people ultimately are led, just like the psychiatrist, man of science, M. Scott Peck, a psychiatrist, was led to the foot of the cross.
Yeah, and thank God he was led, and he was willing to take those steps. Unfortunately, there will be too many, James, along the way, whose consciences will be seared. They will buy into this evil demonstration and celebration. That is their choice. We know this. We've been warned about it time and again in the Bible. And here we are, as time is drawing nigh, I believe that we are, not that I'm setting a date, but I believe that we're getting closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ. And we knew when that was going to happen, there were going to be these obvious signs that evil would be demonstrated. It would be paraded as natural and normal. But there still needs to be voices like ours that speak out and call it for what it is. Evil is against God. And this is what the war is all about. This is a war on God himself. And it's not like God can fight, you know, God can fight his own battles. But you need to decide on, whose side you're going to be on. You're going to be with God or you're going to be with the evil one. And there's no in between, James. That's the thing that people need to understand.
No, and I think we're talking about universal values. You know, in the time we live in, we see people crossing a line that no civilization on earth it finds acceptable, mm-hmm. and that is the harm of children.
Yes.
And the only time that that has ever occurred and was accepted was in pagan societies that worshipped evil deities and sacrificed innocent people and innocent children, for the purpose of appeasing evil gods.
Yes.
But we now have a thing where we have a movement that seeks to harm children's minds by interfering with their education and indoctrinating them with evil propaganda. They want to hurt their bodies by having them mutilated. They want to hurt their spirit by teaching them profane things. And so I think when we're talking about the United States of America, founded on Judeo-Christian principles, I think it's not just a majority. It's an overwhelming number of Americans that are drawing the line. Mm-hmm. See their parental rights destroyed, their grand parental rights, their family rights being taken away. We have now counties all over this nation where they are literally having government agents come in and take away children because parents want to protect them from being harmed. Mm-hmm. And this is a line that I think will wake people up for sure. Because one of the things about the agenda, many people are closing their eyes and saying, well, we've seen crazy things before. But when their families get touched, mm-hmm. when their lives get touched,
yeah.
it's different. And yeah, we saw that happen.
Cross the line. Exactly.
During the pandemic, we saw that happen with our health care. But now we're seeing it happen across various counties in this country, particularly in my state of California.
I'll tell you what, James, let's go to break real quick. We'll pick it up from there. More from James Herson after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process.
success. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
The America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Hurston. James, you were saying the attack, on our culture, the attack on our faith, attack on our God, the attack on our children. This is what happens when you turn your back on God and you give give place to the evil one. And I believe that this is what's happened in our culture. Because there can be no void. You decide you don't want to serve God. Well, then guess what? The portals are open and the evil are now demonstrative and they're wide open in the street, just like you reported about in Boston, SatanCon. All that they demonstrated there and people thought, well, it's kind of curious. It's a little freaky. No, this is very dangerous. Because this sets a precedent, and it doesn't stop there. It just keeps on going. But what it takes is people of faith not to say anything. And next thing you know, this is even much more pervasive than it is right now. So there should be no room for apology. We see it for what it is. You either believe in God or you don't. That's what it comes down to, doesn't it?
No, it does. And I, as I keep saying that, understanding that there is such a thing as spiritual evil can basically propel people toward God. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting because, you know, we haven't even talked about this since the last time I was on, but the firing, and it was firing, of Tucker Carlson, mm-hmm. It's interesting. The day that he was basically fired, before the public knew about it, before he even knew about it, he went and spoke to the Heritage Foundation.
Exactly.
And he talked about what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said, when you examine goodness, good is characterized by order, calmness, tranquility, peace, lack of conflict, and cleanliness. And you can find out what evil is by looking at the opposite.
Exactly.
Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. Evil cannot tolerate freedom. And so Tucker talking about that is amazingly poetic, because Tucker Carlson now is a line that has been crossed. It's the ultimate act of censorship that we've seen in the modern era. Basically a person fired for no other reason other than content. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, Fox News has totally sold its soul. Obviously, Rupert Murdoch met with Zelensky, the leader of Ukraine, just before this decision came down, reportedly from him personally. It is really, really disgusting. Mm-hmm. But we need Tucker to come back, and I know he has the power to do so. I reportedly, you know, the company I write for, Newsmax, has made him an offer, but I'm sure he's got a desk full of offers.
Yes,
it can always go Joe Rogan's route.
Right.
But
he's got a way to finalize his exit from Fox, right? Because there's still a lot of money on the table here that needs to be figured out. The other thing that came out too, James, I don't know if you saw this report, and that is that Tucker Carlson was jettisoned almost near the same time as Rupert Murdoch jettisoned his fifth soon-to-be wife, because it seemed that her principles and her beliefs more aligned with Tucker Carlson than Rupert Murdoch. Just a sidebar, you know.
I saw that. I don't know if that has the relation it said, but, you know, the report said that he was out to dinner with his fiancée. And Tucker Carlson, and they made references to religion and God and faith. And apparently, it implied that Rupert has some problem with that. I mean, I guess somebody ought to tell Shannon Bream. Somebody ought to tell.
I'm going to say, yeah, exactly. All the women that are writing Christian books right now, I mean, What do you think? It's funny you should go there, because that was my first thought as well.
Yeah, Ainsley. There's a million of them.
Lauren
Green.
So
I don't know. Yeah. That's the part that I wasn't too sure about. But I think clearly I'm sure Tucker took the approach on his show that he would cover the edgy things that people like Hannity would not, and he did almost every night. And I remember thinking, how is he doing this? Mm-hmm. I thought that, for a long time. So it's no surprise in a way, but I always thought that Tucker Carlson is uniquely positioned more than any other person in the media to basically go independent if he wants to. I mean,
right.
He could just... So, because the people that enjoy his reporting and his commentary... will follow him. I mean, what he put
There's no doubt. Exactly.
His 2-minute video on Twitter had a larger audience than all the cable companies combined. So I think he's going to do fine.
Yeah, I think Fox will end up regretting, and in the process, it will make Tucker even more influential, because that's what it came down to, was that the level of influence that Tucker Carlson was, was garnering was too much for the left. The left doesn't like people with this kind of influence, and especially, after he got the footage that Leader McCarthy gave him of the January 6th faux insurrection, that really was bothersome. And there was no question, James, that he was shut down. He had 44,000 hours as opposed to 14 that was released to him. And there was no doubt that after that aired, that the leadership of the left, even McConnell, all the Beltway elite, got on the horn, and they put all kinds of pressure on Rupert Murdoch. And, there was no doubt that there was a lid placed on, further reporting. Some mild references, but nothing like what happened on that first night, right?
Exactly. But, you wonder how many third rails could he touch before he would get out. He had a segment with Jason Whitlock that was cut short, that was noted all over the social media. It also was discussing good and evil. in relation to politics. He dealt with the Ukraine war in a way that no one else on cable anywhere would do. He had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And Elon Musk both in groundbreaking interviews. And of course, his numbers went up incredibly. He brought in immense revenue for Fox, and reportedly part of the deal that Tucker did is he took less money to have more freedom, but they just couldn't take it anymore. So they, Rupert, you know, and who else? I mean, Rupert got orders from above. And there's also reports that the Murdochs are going the way of Matt Drudge, and that they're prepping Fox News for a sale. And what supports that is BlackRock has increased their share of ownership in Fox News, and it could be that they're the future buyer or they're going to arrange the financing. And so, you know, we see this march, this trend towards an oligarchical techno-tyranny. And it's very biblical, and people of faith can feel it, but that doesn't mean that we don't continue to support and stand up for the principles that have made this country what it used to be. And that includes, of course, we don't sit home at elections, even if we feel like the rigging is going on, like it's been proven now that the government got involved with social media and rigged multiple elections. They've rigged the news. There's no question about it now, but that doesn't mean we stay home. We disengage. That's the worst thing we can do. We need to get involved at the local level first.
Well, the local level will effect change a lot faster than at the federal level. But no doubt what you're saying, James, is we have to be very vigilant about securing the vote and the custody of the custody of the votes so that there is maintained an increased level of integrity. After all that went out in 2020, you've got to know that 2024 is going to bring them out in record numbers. So hopefully the RNC and local officials especially are more vigilant to stay on top of this to make sure that those ballots are secure.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a lot of courageous people working very hard to make changes, reforms, to prevent what has happened in the past, which, I think we can be very optimistic about that. I think that the chance of them being able to pull off what they did, at least, you know, nationally in 2020, has gone down dramatically, which I think is the reason why we see such an onslaught of lawfare against President Trump, because they want to take him out because there's a lack of confidence in the rigging.
Well, they know. I mean, look at the numbers, the polling numbers that Donald Trump is securing versus Joe Biden, and it's clear. I mean, the evidence is so clear that people cannot be fooled anymore. I mean, Democrats to the point, you know, and to your point, James, are leaving the party because of the stuff that they've pulled. I mean, forget about the election. It's just their policies. Their policies are horrendous, and they're absolutely killing this great American idea, and they're deconstructing everything that we know to be good and outstanding and exceptional that has to do with America. We got to leave it there, and until the next time we get together, James Hurston, appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. James Hurston, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here. Thank you, James.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have-